Now, Veterans in Action is a charity which helps veterans of the armed forces who have suffered the effects of war or who have found the transition to civilian life difficult by helping them to rebuild their confidence, their self-esteem and self-belief on adventurous events and expeditions. And in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the start of World War One, at 8 a.m. next Monday, a team of walkers will set off from the Tynecot War Cemetery in Belgium, beginning a 4,000-mile walk over 100 days across Belgium, France, and then into England, passing through over 700 villages, towns, and cities en route, including our own Brentwood and Billericay. And here on the line to tell us all about that work and the charity Veterans in Action is the Chief Operations Officer of Veterans in Action, Billy McLeod. Hi, Billy.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, mate.
Good. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. I expect you're busy, and you're going to be very busy over the next 3 months or so, I expect.
It's been pretty hectic. The last 3 months have been taken up by building a tour bus that we're using on this expedition, which has completely been built by the veterans themselves.
Wow.
And it's a 10-berth, fully liveried tour bus, which I'm hoping nobody will fail to see us as we come past. And that's what we'll be travelling in.
Amazing, amazing. So first, could you tell us a bit about your charity, Veterans in Action, and your Alive programme? How was it formed and what are its aims?
I was going through some stuff myself a few years back, 2008, and I wanted to do something to help myself. And I went back to the time where I felt happiest, which was the time of the services.
Right.
And I wanted to work with other veterans and doing something to help. And so we put together an expedition and we took it to a leading charity. And they weren't really going to help us much with it. So we decided to start a charity ourselves. And since then, we mainly do walking. It's mainly post-traumatic stress we deal with.
Okay.
And we've walked 6,400 miles over the UK in the last 4 years.
Wow.
With about 200 veterans all suffering with post-traumatic stress.
Right. And they get a lot of benefit from this, I guess, yeah?
Well, it actually changes how they think about themselves. It gives them a sense of comradeship again.
Yeah.
Main thing is it works on their self-confidence, and they start to engage with other veterans again, and which also transfers into their daily lives. We then put together a program called the Alive Program, which I studied as a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming.
Right.
And with the studies on that, I put together a program that included outdoors and adventurous events.
Yeah. And this is all to help with the transition from the services back into civilian life, really. And many soldiers find this difficult. Many servicemen find it difficult, yeah?
Looking back to my own experiences, I found it incredibly difficult, and I still don't see myself as a civilian, which is not anything to do with the civilian community. That's down to the way the forces kind of change us into thinking.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's no change that when you leave.
Right.
And our idea is to actually try and smooth them areas away so that we can actually become a valued member of civilian society.
Yeah, well, it sounds like valuable work you're doing there. Okay, so can you give us a brief overview of the walk and the route you'll be taking?
Yeah, we start on the 28th. We're travelling down to Belgium on the 27th. Which is this weekend.
Yep.
And then we leave Tynecot Cemetery, as you've mentioned before. We walk through Belgium and into France. We're doing that in 24 hours. We cross over from Calais into Kent on the 29th. And we walk around the Kent coastline and then into London, where we'll attend the Army-Navy annual rugby match.
Okay.
We'll spend the day there. Then on Sunday of the 4th of May, we walk into Whitehall ready for the set off on Monday morning. We then have a send off by 10 Downing Street, and we walk towards the Essex coastline then through the boroughs of London and then into Essex, and then we do an anti-clockwise direction around the coastline of the UK.
Amazing.
Arriving back in London on the 4th of August, which is 100 years to the day when war was declared on Germany in 1914.
Right, fantastic. Now, it's a relay walk. How many walkers are involved in total, and how does it work?
Well, the main crew is between 8 and 10 strong. Some guys will be coming in and going away at certain times because they can't afford to do extreme ones, which is understandable.
Oh, yeah.
The hope is that other walkers join us in different towns and stuff like that, walking in their own town. Our aim is to get 1,000 walkers joining us throughout the walk. The aim would be for those walkers to sponsor £100, keeping in the theme of 100 years and 100 days.
Yep.
And if we get the 1,000 walkers, we'd raise £100,000.
Fantastic.
And that's not counting the amount of fundraising we'll be doing on the way as well.
Right, yeah,
The more we raise, the more veterans we can help in the future.
Yeah, well, it must have been a huge logistical task setting everything up for a walk over 100 days. Apart from the bus that you've already told us about, what sort of things have you had to set up to make it a success?
Well, walking's what we do, so the walking part's the easiest part. The logistical side for us is actually getting the permits for fundraising and stuff like that. We don't normally fundraise so much when we're on the walks. This is a completely different walk for us, and the logistical side of that has been a headache, to say the least, and the support team we have have been working flat out and doing that, and their job is probably the hardest job. The walking, actually, for us, is the easiest part.
Right.
You know, we're out doing what we do, you know.
But, I mean, I expect you've had to set up accommodation on the way, have you? Or
Well, the bus is a 10-bed, 10-berth bus.
Oh, lovely.
Which is what we built. We bought the bus, which was an old library truck. We bought that in November last year. And we've literally been working flat. We're still working on that now as we speak.
Right.
We're just finishing the kitchen and the wet room in there. All the beds are in now. It's a fully livery that looks a stunning vehicle now. And the guys will be sleeping in that. The main crew will be sleeping in that as we travel around.
Right, fantastic. And I think you touched on you're holding a series of fundraising days around the country. Are you also collecting on the way?
Yes, we're doing walkthrough permits in all the towns. We're walking through the 700 that you mentioned in your brief.
Yeah.
And, the support team is applying for permits for all of them. I believe we have the Essex ones in hand just now. I think Teresa, my wife, has been working on the permits for that. And all the Kent's covered, and then she'll be working ahead of us to get all the permits and the best locations to fundraise on the way.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Well, the walk will be coming to our area and through Brentwood and Billericay late in the day on Monday the 5th of May. The route will take the walkers through Worley Road into Worley Hill and then on to Brentwood, passing through Kings Road, Ingrave Road towards Brentwood Cathedral, then on to Shenfield Road, Hutton Road, Rayleigh Road and along the A129 to Billericay. Hopefully we'll get the crowds out to greet the walkers. I think it's fantastic work you do, Billy, and I hope the walk is a great success. Where can people go to find out a bit more about your charity, Veterans in Action?
Well, they can go onto our website, which is veteransinaction.org.uk, or we use Facebook and Twitter. Facebook's a great tool for us. It allows us to get out a lot of messages to the public and stuff like that. But the website will give you all the information for patrons, and we've got a great series of patrons like Bear Grylls and Sir Ranulph Fiennes, Ed Stafford, who walked to the Amazon a few years back.
Right.
Trevor Cole, who's based in Colchester, so he's based in Essex. He won an MC in Iraq in 2004, I think it was. He's been a fantastic help to us throughout this whole process. And we've got a lot of other fantastic patrons that people would recognise, mainly from the military, the ex-RSM of the SAS, and the two ex-RSMs of the SAS as patrons as well.
Right, fantastic. Well, Billy, thank you so much for talking to us today. Good luck with your charity and with the walk, and thanks for telling us all about it today on Phoenix FM. Cheers, mate.
No problem at all. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Phoenix FM.